This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, we're joined by Dr. Lindsay Fletcher from the University of Glasgow. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Hello, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
This week we're here at the National Astronomy Meeting. It moves around each year, and this year we're at the University of Glasgow. If you'd just like to tell us what the National Astronomy Meeting is about and why it's in Glasgow this year.
Okay, the National Astronomy Meeting is, as Stuart said, it's an annual meeting, and it's basically the big gathering of all UK astronomers, solar physicists, magnetospheric, ionospheric and solar terrestrial physicists. We've all been meeting together for the last 3 years, I think. So typically there'll be about 500, maybe up to 600 sometimes, delegates, a large number of students and young postdocs, professors, all describing their work to each other in posters. We're standing in the poster session just now.
That's why it's so noisy.
That's why it's so noisy, yes. And you might be able to pick up the sound of clinking bottles as well, as we all enjoy a drink and a chat. And so there's rows of posters. Everybody's discussing science. There's been large-scale talks, plenary sessions they're called, with everybody in listening to one topic, and then five parallel sessions going off, which are more specialised. So, you know, just a it's kind of like a party celebrating science, really, celebrating astronomy in this country.
And why is it particularly in Glasgow?
Well, this year is the 250th anniversary of the founding of the Regius Chair of Astronomy. In Glasgow. It's currently held by Professor John Brown, who is the 10th holder of this chair. He's also the 10th Astronomer Royal for Scotland, and sadly this year he's retiring. So there are many reasons for a big party, and astronomy has been taught in Glasgow for longer than 250 years, but 250 years ago really marks the beginning of research in astronomy in Glasgow. So we thought, and the RAS agreed, that this would be a very nice opportunity to bring the meeting here.
And as chief organiser, what have been your highlights of the week so far? As we're on the Thursday now, it's getting towards the end.
Oh, well, do you know, the saddest thing about being chief organiser is that I've been utterly unable to go to any scientific sessions at all or see any posters. I've just been running around like a blue arsed fly. Don't know whether I'm allowed to say that word on the podcast. You know, so scientifically, I'm afraid I just can't comment on highlights because I haven't seen anything. But just there seems to be a buzz about the meeting. Everybody seems to be happy, it seems to have gone smoothly, and I think, if I had to actually give a highlight, it would be the dinner in Cayley last night. I was very, very pleased to see so many people up dancing.
It was very, very good.
I thought we were going to have to, like, drag people up, but as soon as the first dance was announced, it was, you know, like, dive-bombing onto the dance floor. It was great, and it just didn't stop all night, as far as I could tell. So I think that should be something that maybe it'll become a tradition. No matter where the NAM is held, maybe there'll always be a Cayley.
Well, it was definitely a great evening last night, and everyone had lots of fun.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
Thank you very much for telling us about NAM.
You're welcome. I've got...